happiness. Testifying of God's eternal purposes, the prophet Lehi taught, men are that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 15 and 25. Heavenly Father desires that we find true, lasting happiness. Our happiness is the design of all the blessings He gives us. Gospel teachings, commandments, priesthood ordinances, family relationships, prophets, temples, the beauties of creation, and even the opportunity to experience adversity. His plan for our salvation is often called the great plan of happiness. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. He sent His beloved Son to carry out the atonement so we can be happy in this life and receive a fullness of joy in the eternities. Many people try to find happiness and fulfillment in activities that are contrary to the Lord's commandments. Ignoring God's plan for them, they reject the only source of real happiness. They give in to the devil, who seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. Eventually, they learn the truth of Alma's warning to his son Corianton. Wickedness never was happiness. Alma chapter 41, verse 10. Others seek only to have fun in life. With this as their main goal, they allow temporary pleasure to distract them from lasting happiness. They rob themselves of the enduring joys of spiritual growth, service, and hard work. As you seek to be happy, remember that the only way to real happiness is to live the gospel. You will find peaceful, eternal happiness as you strive to keep the commandments, pray for strength, repent of your sins, participate in wholesome activities, and give meaningful service. You will learn to have fun within the limits set by a loving Father in heaven. Your happiness can be contagious. As others observe you, they may desire to know the source of your joy. Then they can also experience the happiness that comes through living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Additional references, Psalm 35, verse 9. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 27. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 18 through 20. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16. See also missionary work, plan of salvation, service.